Pam Thompson, formerly of the Northfield News, still of the Northfield News.
Friday's my last day.
Friday's your last day.
Yes.
Pam Thompson, I guess your title is it editor of the Northfield News? Is that the title? Or
you know, officially it's associate editor,
right?
And but it really should be like writes everything except sports.
chief cook and bottle washer.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You have been writing the Northfield News basically for years, and now you're flying the coop.
3 years I've been doing it, and I've loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Well, I want to talk all about your tenure at the news, but first of all, clue our listeners in on what you're doing, where you're going.
So, after Friday, we're going to Lincoln, Nebraska for Christmas.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then January 7th, it's Wheels Up, and husband and I are retiring to Europe.
That's so cool.
And we picked a country and we picked a city.
Okay.
And so we're going to Portugal and we're going to Setúbal.
Setúbal, Portugal.
And my husband's been to Setúbal, but I haven't.
Okay.
So I brought a little postcard to show you guys.
We love the visual aids on the radio. Absolutely.
It's a city of about 120,000.
Okay.
It's 30 miles, minutes from Lisbon to the south.
Wow.
And it looks over not just a river, but the Atlantic Ocean.
Oy. Oh,
so
my.
We're going to have a view
that
is going to be incredible.
Have you found a place to live yet?
To apply for the long-term visa, you have to have an address. So we've been renting this apartment.
Oh.
Since June.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment on the fifth floor.
Have you ever been there?
Peter has.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But I have not. I've seen pictures.
So what was it about? I mean, this feels like the kind of thing that you plan for not even years, but like maybe decades. Tell us how this all came about.
Right. Well, in 2012, Peter and I, we moved to Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates.
Oh.
And he was a dean of a university, and I got to be an adjunct professor at Zayed University. And we had a ball. We had just a kick time.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then in 2019, right before the pandemic, we moved to Hanoi, Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
And we both taught English as a second language. And we lived near the embassy section of Hanoi, and both were capital cities. And we just loved that, too. And so it just sort of felt right when we were thinking about retirement that maybe Europe was the next continent to live in.
Mm.
And so Peter went to an international living conference in Denver.
Hmm.
I got to go to the U.S. Tennis Open, but he was doing deep research on what country we should move to. And he had coffee with the representative from Portugal.
Hmm.
And he said, he kind of told her we like, you know, an artsy cultural community. Mm-hmm. We want to be near Lisbon. And this woman picked out our town.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding.
Okay. She said, you want to be here.
Exactly.
It's 30 miles from Lisbon?
Yes.
So it's 30 miles south of Lisbon?
Yes.
So very much sort of Northfield to Minneapolis kind of a thing.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So I didn't realize, though, that you got, I think I knew that you'd lived in Abu Dhabi, but I didn't know that about the Hanoi stay. So this is not you guys jumping into the water without knowing what you're doing. You have lived abroad before, so you know how to do this.
Right, right.
Yeah.
What might be different for me is before I worked.
Mm-hmm.
And so this retirement might be a project
that I'll
take on for a few months. But I do think once a writer, always a writer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I believe that maybe travel writing will be my future gig.
Right.
And I joke that if any of you know Rick Steves, I'd love to work for that guy. He is a cool dude. So put in a good word for me.
We're going to have to track him down. Hey, well, let's get him on the show, and then we'll tell him all about you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. How's your Portuguese?
Fair to middling, let's
say. Okay, all right. So you can
find
the bathroom and order a sandwich?
A couple words and a couple phrases.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, I did take a rotary group to Brazil in 2010, and so I learned a little Brazilian Portuguese,
right,
enough to give a speech.
Sure.
So maybe some of that will come back with a Portuguese twist.
Right, exactly.
Well, and I'm always a big believer when you're learning a new language, the best way to learn is to immerse yourself in it. You know, so I think just for you to be there, live there, be around people who are speaking the language, you're going to pick up a lot more than you realize, because I think some of it's almost just going to be subconscious, you know, like you're just listening to people talk in Portuguese around you when you're out and about, and you're just gonna all of a sudden be like, hey, I know what they're saying.
I would love it if that would happen.
Yeah. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how, when you're around people all the time, it speeds up that process a lot.
It's amazing how many people want to work on their English. I am having taught, you know, English as a second language. I am always very helpful.
Yeah. So I think it could go both ways.
Yeah. Don't let them monopolize things, though, because you got to work on your Portuguese, too. So you are now retiring from the Northfield News, the Northfield's newspaper. For 3 years.
Yeah.
You've pretty much been responsible for everything. What's it been like to have the responsibilities of, I got to write a newspaper every week?
You and I first met at City Council.
Yes, we did.
We sat at the same little table.
Yes,
we hit it off immediately.
Right away.
And a couple school board meetings we were at. Yeah. So, you know, it's like high school. Year one, you're kind of getting your feet wet. Year two, you hit your stride. And by senior year, man, you know it all.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like that's been the model here.
Sure.
Ryan was saying he likes my feature stories. Well, that's kind of, you know, my bread and butter stuff.
Yeah.
And so I just have learned to cover news by putting people in the center of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really something I've been doing since graduate school.
Yeah.
And I just think that is a cool way for the community to get to know each other.
Was that something that was taught to you by someone, or was that something you just sort of figured out on your own as you continued to develop your skills?
You know, I went to get a master's at the University of Kansas at Lawrence, and I had one professor who would shake his head every time I'd turn in kind of a featurey lead and kind of a soft news story. And he'd say, you are destined for People magazine. And so that really wasn't a compliment from
me.
And he was my thesis advisor, too.
It was almost kind of a backhanded, like,
yes.
Oh, you're going to be a fluff writer.
But, you know, there was a professor there who had been a reporter at the Wall Street Journal in Dallas.
Okay.
And it is a tactic that journalists have used forever, and it's just basically putting a face on a news story so that the reader can understand what might be kind of complex by putting that person into the story itself. It's almost easier to grasp.
Yeah, I can see that. And I think, like you said, it just creates a connection that otherwise, because when you read like kind of your standard news story about an event that's occurred somewhere, you know, you'll see people's names, their ages, etc., a little tiny blurb about who they are, what their relation is to that story,
right?
But that's it.
Yes.
And it does feel almost a little just fact.
Right. You know? And there is a place for that.
There is.
You know, yep. Like the horrible school shooting in Madison.
Right.
Okay, so that would be an example of when you stick to the facts.
Right.
But what comes out later will be the more human side of why that tragedy, you know, had to happen.
Right. And when you hear, when you get like maybe someone's interview or something. And,
the mom or dad or,
There is a skill to writing feature stories that I truly believe is underrated by a lot of journalists. Because, I mean, you know... Let's be honest. I mean, like your advisor used to say, you're destined for People magazine, right? Some of the hard nose, hard scrabble journalists will look down their nose at feature writers. But man, features are how the news sort of connects us in a human level to what stories are going on.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
As opposed to fact. And there's a way to do it right that's not fluffy and that's not that's not, you know, cosmetic or right at the top level. That digs in a little bit.
Yeah.
You've done that incredibly well. I mean, you've been. I mean, feature Northfield News isn't your first feature writing gig, though. I mean, tell us a little bit about your career as a writer.
You know, I thought I was going to be the White House press secretary. I just love politics, really, I jumped in with both feet. And I did work in Washington, D.C. for 5 years, and I did intern at the White House.
Okay. Did you really?
I did.
What were you doing there?
I was in the White House news summary, and it was at the very end of President Reagan's term.
Who was the press secretary then? Okay, I'm putting you on the spot. I'm sorry.
It's not here today. But that was a great gig, and I just adored living in D.C.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, and I had lots of jobs, mostly on Capitol Hill. And then I came to newspaper. Then I was on a lot of political campaigns.
Yeah.
My dad ran for the U.S. Senate Nebraska.
Okay.
And got my whole family into politics.
Mm.
And he did not win.
Yeah.
But I went on to work as press secretary for all these other campaigns.
No kidding.
Governor, Senate, congressional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was fun. I didn't have a lot of winners because my candidates tended to be, you know, kind of like liberal Republicans or conservative Democrats, in the middle, which isn't a very popular place to be for voters.
No. You govern from the middle. You run from the outside.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But politics was great. Great education for being with people and listening to people and understanding where they're coming from and talking to them. And even though my training was in journalism, it was kind of an easy peasy connection.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I fell back into journalism when I moved to my hometown of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
And the newspaper there is the Lincoln Journal Star, and I was hired on as a general assignment reporter, which was a blast because it was within the features department. And I had two wonderful female editors.
Nice.
Love them. But then I got tapped to start an arts, culture, lifestyle magazine. And that my baby.
Yeah.
That was my baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was super fun. It was a glossy monthly. They put a lot of money into it.
That's awesome.
I had a stable of like 18, 22 freelance writers under me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And I got to pick all the stories and go on the photo shoots. And
Oh, so you were like the managing editor.
I was flying high.
Yeah, you were cool. Wow. You had quite a career.
That was awesome. Very fun.
Yeah. How long did you do that for?
Gosh, about 8 years.
Okay. Really? Wow. That's great.
Nice. Yeah.
How did you wind up in Northfield?
Well, we were in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And the husband was an associate dean of liberal arts at a technical college.
Okay.
His contract ended. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this was around COVID. I thought, mm-hmm. it's probably my turn to pick up the slack.
Right.
And I had just driven through Northfield, went to Content, bought a puzzle, had lunch at Hideaway, walked through the library, and I got back to Eau Claire, and there was an ad in the paper, no kidding, for editor of the Northfield News.
Oh, that's funny.
I seriously applied that night. I had the interview like 3 days later.
Yeah.
At the very end of the 20-30 minute interview, they offered me the job.
That's fantastic.
That is just fate there.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. I was so glad I was here to be able to see what a cute, wonderful town. Of course, I hadn't met anyone.
Right. Yeah.
But just the cosmetics were lovely.
Yeah. Oh, same. When we moved here, it was very just like we didn't know anybody. We had no connection to this town other than we just knew of it.
Yeah.
And we were just like, there's just something special here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But boy, when you start to meet the people.
Oh, yeah. Then it really settles in.
That's when they crawl into your heart.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Northfield has taken to you, too. We have a couple letters to the editor that I would like to point out here. Quote. These are letters that are wishing you well. You have been the Northfield News ever since your first story. Even us old timers have learned about things we hadn't known until you provided important pieces reminding us how deep and broad the activities and human resources in this town are. And those of us who don't get around as much as we once did still feel a part of the community thanks to your stories about new ventures and the people involved week after week. Jane McWilliams. That right there, I mean, you're preserving community by doing that. And that's big. That's big. And Dan Bergeson, hi Pam. You may not get this message since you probably filed your final column last Friday. Well, that's not true, though, or is it?
My final column will come out tomorrow.
Okay, there it is. Okay. But if it reaches you, I want to thank you for everything you've done for this community and for me personally. I've been reading the Northfield News for 40 years, and I can say without exaggeration that you are hands down the best writer and reporter the paper has ever had. Okay. What has been so amazing to me about your tenure is the way that you selected your feature subjects and the amount of time you spent with them. Your interest in them and the care with which you conveyed their stories was so clearly obvious. Kudos to you. And, those are amazing statements, Pam, and it shows that in a very, very short amount of time, you have really made your mark here in Northfield. I mean, I've always said Northfield will embrace you, anybody, if you engage. Well, boy, did you engage, man. I mean, speaking as someone who... recently was a subject of one of your stories, and is a former writer for the Northfield News. I guess I'm the second best writer that the paper's ever had. I was amazed the way you go about your business. We have had countless conversations, great cups of coffee, but. This is the first time I've ever interviewed you, and I think that was the first time you'd ever interviewed me.
Right.
And, man, you got me talking to the point where there were words coming out of my mouth. There are the little voices in my head saying, don't say that. Don't say that. In fact, some of them were my wife's voice going, don't say that. But, I mean, you make people, your subjects feel so comfortable. And the other thing that was amazing to me was the notes you were taking. I mean, I'm a note taker, right? And you're like, it was like light speed the way you are. I mean, what? Where do these skills come from?
You know, I used to do theater reviews.
Oh.
And when you're watching a play, you are writing in the dark.
Yeah.
And no, I love taking notes, and I can't do it electronically. Yeah. I just fumble too much. But man, I love the legal pads and on the go. I like the reporter notebooks, and I want to quote you, but I also want to like look in your eyes, and I want to listen to you, and I want to understand what you're telling me.
Right.
So I give you my full attention.
Do you ever?
Yeah.
It's the eye contact, too. That was the thing. I mean, has anyone else ever come up to you and say, oh, my God, how did you get that out of me?
Yes. I have to admit. But some people have said, my mother doesn't even know that.
That's something to be proud of, though.
Yeah. You know? All right. I guess I'm just very present. And also, I just love hearing other people's stories. And gosh, it's weird to be able to be talking about me because I'm used to having.
Yeah. You're used to the one asking all the questions.
Exactly. Where's my legal pad? Where's my pen?
If you were to interview yourself, right, what is the question that you would be asking yourself right now as a subject?
Oh, gosh. Is curiosity going to be with you till the grave?
Okay, and that actually was something I wanted to ask you. You've been a journalist for a long, long time, and you've been a writer for a long, long time, and you said you want to do some travel writing, but like, do you expect to actively seek out some opportunities like that in Portugal?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It'll be nice not to have the deadlines and kind of the daily grind.
Yeah.
You can just write for you,
well,
you know.
And, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I do take classes all the time. Mm-hmm. And I took a memoir writing class over at the library. So I have the title of my memoir.
Nice.
It's going to be Pam in Person, Pamela in Print.
Oh, I love it.
So it'll be at Content Bookstore in the near future.
That's fantastic. And that was my next question. I mean, is there a book in there somewhere?
Yeah. You know, people always say, oh, you're so adventurous. Well, I'm more curious than adventurous. Like, I'm not going to be rock climbing.
Right.
Diving off of cliffs. Yeah. But I am going to figure out what's around that corner and take a note and tell someone about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just how I'm made, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that kind of an essential part of being a writer, though, wouldn't you say? Being curious? I would think so.
Well, and then being able to communicate that.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to have the experience, but it's another to be able to share it in a clear manner so that people understand.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to share that excitement with other people and to impress upon them like why you should care.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I did have one reader once say, I missed a bus because your travel story didn't tell me what platform to be on.
Oh, for gosh sakes.
And I said, I'm so sorry, ma'am.
That's a detail you'll probably have to kind of work on, you know. I'm just here to highlight places to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Funny.
All right, with just a couple of minutes left, I want to ask, you've interviewed, I can't even imagine how many people you, okay. Is there one that sticks out as a highlight?
Oh my goodness gracious. I did put a few of the highlights in my last column.
Oh good. Okay.
Because I like politics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say that though, because just, you know, the stories that I'm writing now.
Yeah.
Are always my favorite. And that's kind of what writers say.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you can't have the one story because you have to be working on the next.
Right, right. My favorite story is the next one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic.
But no, it's been such a wonderful tenure being here, and I can't It's around 1,500 stories that I've gotten to write.
Oh, wow. I'm just looking in this edition. You have three byline stories in here, plus knowing how things work and you knowing that you didn't have a an editorial assistant, right? So there's the community page, there's the briefly page, there are obituaries. Right. That's all you. That's all you. It's amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. And I did for a year and a half. I covered Faribault.
Oh, my God.
So that was kind of a fun addition.
Wow.
I know.
So what happens next with the Northfield News?
They didn't hire an editor, but they did hire a reporter.
Okay.
And he's coming from Faribault. He's been at the Daily News for 2 years.
Okay.
And you'll probably meet him. His name's Colton.
Kip. All right. Yeah. Great.
There you go.
Nice. Okay. All right.
Well, we wish you all the best.
Holy moly.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Rich.
Yeah. You know how fond we are of you, Pam.
I know. I'm gonna think of Northfield every day, even when I'm swimming in the Atlantic. I'm thinking of Northfield.
When it's nice and warm and you're just having a great time, think, oh, I wonder what the little people of Northfield are. Yeah. The president of the Chamber of Commerce, Jane Bartha, just walked into the office here.
I love
to
that
say,
girl.
She loves you too. Pam, it's been such a pleasure to be your colleague.
Thank you.
And I really, really enjoyed this relationship. And just thank you for everything you've done for Northfield, and thanks for being the amazing person you are.
Thank you for everything. And now, with my new language, I can say obrigada.
Obrigada.